A lot of off-season chatter, maybe about Butch Jones. Is he or is he not on the hot seat? How do you guys try to ignore that, or do you even hear it?
Well, you know, really, we aren't really paying too much attention to the outside noise. But as far as Coach Jones goes, he really appreciates all the things that we're doing day in and day out. And we feel the same way about him. In that same sense, we're one of three teams who have back-to-back non-game wins with the season. And also, we won three straight consecutive bowl games, and that hadn't been done at the University of Tennessee in 20 years. So there's also a lot of progression and a lot of positives that have come out of him being here.
Okay, next question. Center aisle in the back.
Jay Shotton, you got a lot of snaps in the spring at center. I know Coleman was out with his injury. How comfortable are you at center right now? Do you think you could go? And what's that competition like? And do you feel more comfortable at guard rather than center?
Well, I'm happy that I had the opportunity to put the ball in my hands. You never know when that may be needed from me, whether it's now on the next level or whatever it is. It's also very important for everybody in our room to have a certain amount of versatility. Over a course of a season, you never know what's going to happen or what's going to go on. So regardless of who the five is, who's where, we all have to be interchangeable in a lot of different positions.
Right side, third row.
Jashawn, it's no secret that when you got to Tennessee, the O-line situation was dire, for lack of a better term. You having to play as a freshman despite kind of coming in on defense. What's it like now, 4 years later, to be an anchor of what's thought to be probably one of the best lines in the conference?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we have to come out and perform. And in order to do that, we're going to have to prepare every day in the film room, in the weight room, and on the practice field. We have a lot of depth in our room, a lot of competition, a lot of positive competition. So when you have that type of competition in your room, it allows guys to – they have to push themselves day in and day out because there's only five guys that are going to be on the field. So everybody's going to do everything that they need to do and some in order to be a part of that five.
Left side here, third row.
Dick Cox with Cox Sports Broadcasting. Talk a little bit about your season's opener, SEC versus ACC, in the new facility in Atlanta. Your thoughts on that, playing Georgia Tech?
Well, it would definitely be a great opportunity to play in a venue like we're going to have the chance to play in, with a quality opponent being Georgia Tech.
Right side in the back again.
You talk a little bit about the transition from Don Mahoney to Walt Wells. How is Coach Wells different, and along the same lines with staff changes with Rock Gullickson? Do you have a Rock Gullickson story from the spring or summer?
Well, you know, Coach Wells, he just brings a different dynamic to the room and a different perspective. He's a guy who personally I relate to. He's from Nashville like myself, and we kind of kick each other about that because I'm actually zoned from the school he went to, being McGavick High School, but I went to NBA, which he likes to call Mama's Boy Academy. So, you know, we just joke about that. Coach Rock, he's a great dude, man. We have a ton of respect for him and what he brings to the table, an opinion and a guy who has a ton of experience from the next level, and that's where we all want to be. So just bringing that kind of aura to the weight room every day is very special.
Any more questions for Jashawn? In the back.
At this point, what do you think is the biggest difference in this group than maybe the previous years, the different teams you've been on?
Can you repeat your question, please?
What maybe the biggest change in this year's group in the summer that you've seen than previous years?
Well, you know, each year is a completely different group of guys, and you start from ground zero, a different group of leaders, a different group of role players and key contributors, the whole nine. So right now we're at a point where guys are just working and trying to develop day in and day out, being in the weight room, the position meeting rooms, and things of that nature. So it's kind of hard to tell a concrete difference to this point, but this team has what a lot of the teams in the past have had, you know, enthusiasm, the ability to work hard every day. Guys are learning to take care of their bodies. Guys are making changes with their bodies, whether from the weight room and dieting changes and things of that nature. So it's been a great offseason for us so far.
Center Al in the very back.
Jay Sean, how comfortable are you at playing any position on the offensive line with your experience?
Well, I've had the opportunity to play in a lot of games, and that definitely helps to be able to see the game from that perspective of being in the game. So there's a lot of stuff that you learn being in the game, going over, studying that film and things of that nature, and just knowing your job, the guys around you, and the overall goal of the play. So with that being said, wherever, you know, our coaching staffs want me to play, of course I'm going to be willing to play there, and I'm going to give everything I have.
I think we have time for one last question here in the back, right side.
Jay Sean, you're a vet. You probably have a better gauge than anybody. Who's the best defensive lineman on this team?
On our team? Who? Well, that's a hard question to answer. It would have been easy if you asked me that last year. But right now, you know, we have a lot of guys who, you know, missed some time in the spring and will bounce back and have an opportunity to really put their skill set forward. So it's kind of hard for me to say that right now at this moment, just because we haven't started camp and haven't had all of our guys.